Random House Audio presents Major Pettigrew's Last Stand by Helen Simonson. Read for you by Peter Altshuler. Chapter 1. Major Pettigrew was still upset about the phone call from his brother's wife, and so he answered the doorbell without thinking. On the damp bricks of the path stood Mrs. Ali from the village shop. She gave only the faintest of starts, the merest arch of an eyebrow. A quick rush of embarrassment flooded to the Major's cheeks, and he smoothed helplessly at the lap of his crimson clematis-covered housecoat with hands that felt like spades. Ah, he said. Major? Mrs. Ali? There was a pause that seemed to expand slowly, like the universe, which, he had just read, was pushing itself apart as it aged. Senescence, they had called it in the Sunday paper. "I came for the newspaper money. The paper boy is sick," said Mrs. Ali, drawing up her short frame to its greatest height and assuming a brisk tone so different from the low, accented roundness of her voice when they discussed the texture and perfume of the tea she blended specially for him. "Of course, I'm awfully sorry." He had forgotten to put the week's money in an envelope under the outside doormat. He started fumbling for the pockets of his trousers, which were somewhere under the clematis. He felt his eyes watering. His pockets were inaccessible unless he hoisted the hem of the housecoat. "I'm sorry," he repeated. "Oh, not to worry," she said, backing away. "You can drop it in at the shop later, sometime more convenient." She was already turning away when he was seized with an urgent need to explain. "My brother died."